Okay, good. Reis HaMakom. So Machaber says as follows. Yehei Zohir La'asos Ner Yafeh. We know we have a mitzvah of Shabbos Lecht. We'll see as we go along. There's two reasons for that. Why is it that we light Shabbos Lecht or wives, whatever? We'll see about that. One reason is Oneg Shabbos. It gives more pleasure to Shabbos if you, we all know, if you can see the food. You're sitting in pitch black, and so we all know food, a lot of it is psychological presentation. As I say very often, you could go to one place and get a hamburger for $4, and you could go to a different place, and it's called a Salisbury steak, and it's $12. What's the difference? There's really no difference, but the $12 Salisbury steak, they put garnishings on it, put on a nice plate, and they put it out a certain way, and the place looks a certain way, and but that's about the difference. You're paying for that. Now, obviously, Chazal understood that, so we have to be able to see, there has to be Oneg Shabbos. Second reason we'll see is because of Sholem Bayis, because if the house is dark, and so especially people with young kids know what this is like, and so you're walking around, and there's something there from the kids, and then you fall over, and you get upset, there's something out of place. So, you know, if there would be a light, so you'd be able to navigate around that obstacle, hopefully. Now, as we go through the halachas, we'll see that there's nafka minas, there's differences, which opinion you hold, which way do you hold, and because, again, we'll see, one simple difference is, if you say it's because of Oneg Shabbos, so then you should light where the food is. But let's say you say the second reason is because of landmines, so then you have to light in places where even you don't eat there. Any place where there could be an obstacle where you might trip over something. That's even not in a food area. So we're going to have to bear those svaras in mind as we go through the halachas. But let's start simple. So the Machaber says, again, that a person should be careful to have a neri yafeh, that when you light, the light should be a nice light. We'll see about later about what fuels could you use and what wicks could you use and the reasons for that. Be that as it may, so one thing is, again, Oneg Shabbos. The other reason is because of Hidur Mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah says, because it's a mitzvah, so you do want to do a mitzvah nice. Right? It's a general hashkafa we have to do, right? You could just barely get by with a mitzvah. You know, do it do it nicely. So the same thing here. So, Mishnah Berurah also brings down, you're probably familiar with this, Chazal say that someone who's careful with Ner Shabbos, Zoche of Ozer Labanim Talmidei Chachamim. Because of this, a person is Zoche, merits to have children who are Talmidei Chachamim, and drushes of Kiner Mitzvah, Torah Or. So there's a linkage between Ner and Torah. And therefore, that's the schus. That's the schus. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that because of that, it's ro'oi, it's proper, that when a woman lights, right after she finishes, she should daven. She should daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give her banim zecharim me'irim b'Torah, that she should have children talmidei chachamim. V'yesh shemechavinin la'asos beis psilos echa k'neged zachar ve'echa k'neged shomer. Really, in order to fulfill the mitzvah, all you need to light is one candle. One light, I should say, not necessarily a candle. One light. That's all you have to do. But, the Machaber says, some people have two wicks. We'll explain that in a second. One for Shamar and one for Zohar. Right? We talk about this very often. Right? There, Shamar v'Zohar b'di baracha. There's two parts of Shabbos. The Shamar, which is don't do this and don't do that and don't do that. There's also the Zohar, which is the positives. You have to remember that too. Some people light two candles, and you know this is the custom. You see this very often. Again, you only need to light one candle light, but some people light two, one for Shamar and one for Zohar. Now you notice the Machaber says some people make two wicks. So the Mishnah Berurah explains because in those days again they used to use oil. So you had maybe a big thing of oil, a big bowl of oil. So he made two wicks, one at one end and one at the other end of the bowl. And one was for Shomer and one was for Zohar. But the Mishnah Berurah says if you're not using wicks, if you're not using oil, so then you light two candles, one for Shomer and one for Zohar. Okay? Rama says, V'yachum lahosif, could do more than two. Again, mitzvah is one. Shomer, Zohar, Minog is two. But you could do more. You could light three, you could light four. Mishnah Berurah brings down some people write seven because it's 7 days a week, some write ten. We could go on like this. Now see, you have to realize, as we'll see later, if we're jaundiced, as I keep on telling everybody, because you know we have light all over the place. But I think not that long ago, people didn't have light. There was no electricity. So again, according to the second reason, that you'd stumble over something, so then what? You want a candle in every room. We want something in every room, or else, you know, awesome. So then, they didn't have big houses then either. But, you can understand a person might have 7 or 10 candles. Because, again, not necessarily at the table, could be at the table, but it could be, you know, just around. So that's what you have. Okay, Nagu, and that's the custom. Isha, next page. If a woman forgot once to light Shabbos lift, now this is that she forgot. So then there's a knas, there's a penalty, there's a fine that was put on her because she was negligent. So now again, this is if she's shocha, if she forgot, if it was an onus, it was something, you know, she was sick or something like that, so then she doesn't get this knas. Shouldn't make less. Talk about that. Now, once I was talking to Rabbi First, dying in Chicago, so this is by Shabbos. Sometimes women forget for Yontif, right? It has to, especially the second day, women forget. So he said it's only by Shabbos that there's this knas. Okay, we're not advocating a woman should forget on Yontif, but if she forgot, she wouldn't be penalized to add an extra candle for the rest of her life. Mishnah Berurah brings down that if it's a poor woman and she forgot and she can't afford another one, so then she just has to add a little more oil. Again, in those days when they used to use oil, some people still use oil. Some people like to use oil. We'll still talk about that. I hear a mitzvah about that. Okay, we'll go further in this Meretz Hashem next time. Bring the other.